every girl's best friend is a diamond, wouldn't you agree that every queen of spades or hot wife's best friend is a gangbang? A gangbang is literally every hot wife's fantasy, but having a gangbang party that's sexy, fun, and well planned out is as elusive as a unicorn. Until now. At Bulls & Queens, we're now offering luxury gangbang parties to listeners of this podcast that will blow your mind. We have years of lifestyle party planning experience and can make your fantasy a reality. We host gangbangs at luxurious mansions and hotel suites. We can travel to you in your city. We can professionally film it at your request. And we offer your wife a female concierge who will meet her every needs and assist her. And we fly in proven BBC bulls that are professional, handsome, perform well, and most importantly, are STD tested so that your wife can experience a safe, fun, fantasy opportunity of a lifetime. Want to learn more about having Dot Chocolate throw your wife a luxury gangbang with 3 to 12 or more guys? Then visit bullsandqueens.com/gangbang right now and fill out that short questionnaire on the page. Again, that's bullsandqueens.com/gangbang right now and fill out that questionnaire. Spaces are limited each month, so act fast. That's bullsandqueens.com/gangbang. Now, back to the show.
You are now listening to the Bulls and Queens podcast, where we have sexy fun exploring the lifestyle and swinging exploits of Black Bulls, Queens of Spades, cuckold fantasies, open relationships, seductive interracial encounters, and other kinky shenanigans that are sure to get you off in a very good way. So get ready, ladies, and make sure you take notes, gentlemen, because here is your host, that super sexy, bald, black man candy, Doc Chocolate.
Hello, you are listening to People That Just Fucked. And we're up here at the Mandalay Bay in Las Vegas, and yeah, somebody got fucked. Who got fucked? Female guest?
It was me, Sexy Soccer Mom.
Ooh, Sexy Soccer Mom just got fucked.
Are we going with Doc Chocolate or Chocolate Daddy is how you referred to yourself in text? Chocolate Daddy is what you did call yourself.
Say it more seductively.
Chocolate Daddy.
Ooh, say it again.
Chocolate Daddy.
My dick just got hard again. Let's go. Round two right now. God damn it. And you must introduce your awesome husband.
And Hot Soccer Daddy is here.
Hey.
And
they just fucked.
Yeah. And where do people find you at?
So you can find us at you can find me on X as Sexy Soccer Mom with 3 X's. You can find Hot Soccer Daddy on X with 3 T's in hot. It's Hot Soccer Dad, right? I don't know.
You know what?
Find me and you'll find him. And then, of course, you can listen to us on our podcast, Adventures of a Hot Wife.
Oh,
Linktree Sexy Soccer Mom.
There you go. Linktree Sexy Soccer Mom. Find all my shit.
3 X's.
So, okay, and we're going to discuss names. Like, names are very, very, very important. And there's a deficit that we got to talk about.
So, Doc Chocolate thinks I need a porn name, so to speak. Because Sexy Soccer Mom is what? Too long? You can't remember it?
Well, okay, I wanted, because I know you by your real name. And I know you by your real name, but like, I don't want to call you by your real name, but like, Sexy Soccer Mom is like very, very difficult. It's like, hey, so, Sexy Soccer Mom, How's the weather out there?
You just did it.
Soccer dad, but I had to think about it.
And but that's who I am. I am this. So that name came from I am that mom. I am that soccer mom at the games, and you don't know that she's a big hoe underneath it all. Like, I am the sexy soccer
I saw
mom.
Pictures of you walking on Las Vegas Boulevard in a little scandalous dress. It wasn't even a dress.
It's Vegas.
A piece of cloth.
It is Vegas. I'm not a soccer mom out here. I'm just a hoe.
Hey, you were kicking my soccer balls around.
Yes, I was. According to Hot Soccer Daddy, I looked like an escort. walking around.
So tell him what your beautiful, sexy wife looked like.
You have this pink, I don't even know what to call it. It was a very tight and very short dress. And
my nipples
were basically showing completely.
And I wasn't wearing panties.
Yep, no panties, walking around with heels, just looking like an absolute smoke show.
And you are hot, but you were wearing a t-shirt and jeans.
I just had t-shirt, jeans, and a hat on. Just my normal shit that I wear.
And a big ass smile on his face.
And a big ass smile on my face, absolutely. So I'm walking around with this hooker looking chick.
Yes. But, so this is what I saw. So I'm scrolling through X. And, I know I'm supposed to meet up with this woman. And I'm looking at this and I'm like, God damn, she looks good. So it's not really hot pink, is it?
Yeah, it's hot pink.
Is it hot pink? Okay. So it's a hot pink dress. And yes, her nipples were definitely showing. And it's almost like a bikini. Well, almost like a sports bra-y top.
There's like a hole under the boobs. Yeah. Like, it's open. Well,
I
not
like
a
your
hole.
Holes. I like
a
hole.
Gap. You like
gap.
A gap?
Okay. Yeah, it was a gap.
Gap's nice.
It was a gap. Yeah.
It was a gap. So you could see part of the skin on my stomach.
The midriff. Yeah.
Yeah.
And if you've seen Sexy Soccer Mom, look, I gotta look at the screen. See, because I forget your name. I'm like, oh my God. So her abs were showing and she's really, really fit. And then the bottom was this tight waist hugging, hip hugging, mini skirt with her pussy showing.
Yes,
and it matched your fucking nails.
And
oh shit, I just noticed that. Fuck. You're fucking.
I'm
gonna call
together.
You Pink. Your new name is Pink.
Pink Taco.
Okay.
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 I like tacos.
Well, I think that's a good compromise.
Pink Taco?
Pink Taco
Pink
is
taco.
My new name.
Can I call you Pink Taco?
You can call
Pink
me
Taco
whatever you want.
Sexy Soccer Mom.
Okay.
Pink Taco.
Pink Taco, the Sexy Soccer Mom. No. You can keep the Sexy Soccer Mom.
But Pink Taco is easier for you to remember than Sexy Soccer Mom. You're going to call me Pink Taco, and that's easier?
I came up with Pink. You're the one who threw taco in there.
Well, if you're going to say Pink, you got to say
It's
taco.
Not even Tuesday, and you threw tacos in there.
I always am down for tacos. I had tacos for dinner today.
Good choice. But, okay.
I need a porn name, everybody. You gotta help me, apparently.
Okay, so a little behind the scenes you guys can't see right now. Before we even started, this conversation already happened. Well, it started. Not already happened. It started. And then, so Sexy Soccer Mom over here pulls her phone out and starts looking at porn names from Google.
There's some good ones.
Yeah. River Penis. I mean, well, she's looking at guy porn names for some reason.
Hillary in the Duff.
Hillary in the Duff. Barbara Bush is one of them.
Angelina Jolie.
Barbara Bush.
Angelina. So
Jolie?
Jolie. Instead of Angelina Jolie. Jolie. Lay her.
Jolie.
Oh, okay.
George Pooney.
What? Mila Poonis. Uh-huh. Brad Tits.
Britney Speared.
Okay, you're Britney.
Am I a Britney?
Yeah.
I get Rachel a lot when people try to guess my name.
Okay, let's go with Rachel.
I feel like it needs to be more exotic.
Okay, so I'm gonna call you Tequila for this podcast, and I'm gonna call you Jack Daniels for this podcast. There we go. I'm making an executive decision.
Okay.
All right.
Tequila and Jack.
Tequila. Okay. So let's go ahead and do those introductions again. So, drum roll, please. This is where we insert. I like that. Can I?
Go ahead.
I was going to insert fake drum roll sound effects in post-editing, but hey, we'll do it here.
Drum roll on your ass works just fine.
It really does. So we have Tequila, a.k.a. the Sexy Soccer Mom. With triple X's in there. And then we have Mr. Jack Daniels. The hot soccer dad.
That works.
That's good.
I drank tequila today. It works.
Yeah. And I'm Doc Chocolate. You can find me at DocChocolateBBC.com or BullsandQueens.com. And notice how Doc is very, very nice and easy to remember. And Doc Chocolate, you know, everybody likes chocolate. Maybe not so much dark, but...
Oh, I love dark chocolate.
Oh, you do?
I do.
Did you like it tonight?
I did love it.
Ooh. She loved it, y'all.
I had a craving for it.
Ooh. Was your craving satisfied?
It was. My sweet tooth got everything it needed.
All right, so we're gonna like just have like a conversation about lifestyle, about like our little play sessions / collab and more, and then also porn. Well, no, we're done with porn names. So
I'm tequila today. No, yeah. But truly, if any listeners out there have a good suggestion, look at my pictures and tell me what you think a good porn name for me would be. I'll take suggestions. We've had this conversation before on our podcast, and it was never decided. So I am open to porn name suggestions, but it has to be the right fit.
Okay. So if you give Tequila a name that she picks, she's going to flash you. And then if you give Jack a name that he likes, he'll flash you too.
He'll flash you too. Oh,
yeah, there we go. You know what, though? I'm probably
going to be like this,
I'm probably going to get the name before you do, though.
Show that wiener, babe.
People are like,
fuck yeah. Do you hate the word wiener? I get made fun of so bad because I always say wiener.
I like it.
Someone told me that wiener, one of my bulls, and he's a friend of mine, he was like, wiener sounds like you're talking to the kid that just got hired. Like, I'm a fucking cock CEO. Oh, excuse me.
I actually don't like the word cock.
I don't either that much.
What do you say?
Use it all the time.
Well, when I'm fucking. But like in real life, do I ever say cock?
No, you say wiener. all the time.
I do say wiener. But I like dick better.
I was going to say I do too, but then I was like, I'm setting myself up. I like dick too. Plenty of dick. Like dick by the
I love dick. Oh my god.
Cock is so great. Cock is my favorite.
Okay, so in so in order in the proper order. Dick, cock, wiener.
Wiener's last.
I'm sorry.
I know.
Sorry.
I get made fun of a lot. Okay, here's the thing. We have a 7-year-old son.
Okay.
So I say wiener a lot. And I don't know. It just sounds nicer than cock. Cock. Cock's fine when I'm fucking because, I'm in the moment and, I need that cock. But when I'm not fucking, you have a nice wiener.
Okay. Yeah, because we were fucking and then Tequila was like, yeah, fill me up with that fucking cock. Hey, she talk ratchet. When she's fucking,
I am ratchet.
It's sexy. It's sexy. Oh, my God. Shit. All right.
Well, you haven't had the moment where you're just sitting there fucking her and she's like, oh, yeah, give me that fucking wiener.
I would have laughed. If you had said that, I would have laughed.
That's exactly what happens.
I would have laughed. I'm straight up laugh.
Every time. I've never done that to anyone except you.
Me. I know. That's what I'm saying.
Do you laugh now, Jack, when she
says that? Oh, yeah. No, she'll fuck around all the time.
We're married, right? We've been married a long time. We have this game, and I try to play this game okay, what can I do to make him not horny? And I have not found one thing. He might laugh, but he's still going to fuck me even if I call it a wiener.
Well, it's because he's sexy, though. That's the thing. You could do something, stupid.
Yes, you're right. There is. That's part of it. But most of it is she annoys the fuck out of me when she does that. And it's a me waving the white flag on her. I just need to fuck her to stop it.
Damn.
To stop her from annoying the fuck out of me right now. I just need to fuck her and be done. So she's going to win every time. Because she knows.
I mean, it's true.
Oh, man. He's like, I'm going to fuck her to sleep.
Yep.
Yeah, it's true. Or he'll just shove his dick in my mouth so I can't talk anymore.
That is a very good... a good plan.
It's a win-win either way.
It is. All right. So how did y'all get into the lifestyle?
You want to go with this one?
No, you take this one.
Okay. If you would have asked me 3, 4, 5 years ago, I didn't know what the lifestyle was. I didn't know what a hot wife was. I never, ever would have pictured this was our life. But about a year and a half ago, he approached me. He had had a dream the night before. And in this dream, I was fucking someone else. And he couldn't see who it was. It was just shadowy. But he was really turned on by it. And so he came to me and he was like, oh, I had this dream that you were fucking someone else. And I was like, cool. That's great. And I went about my day. And before this, we had talked about, like, we've always had a really good sex life. We've always tried new things. We talked about potentially having a threesome with another female.
Pardon the interruption. If you're a cuckold gentleman, a stag, a voyeur, or maybe you're just a woman that likes to watch amateur BBC porn, if you are, I got a question to ask you. Do you want to follow Doc Chocolate's sexy ass adventures and playtime that I have with the most gorgeous hot wives, queens of spades, and MILFs out there? Now, if you answered yes, then you want to go ahead and pause this episode right now and go to my website at bullsandqueens.com and subscribe to my free OnlyFans page. So that's going to be at bullsandqueens.com, bullsandqueens.com, and click that button that says OnlyFans. And what's going to happen is you're going to get free access to my personal collection of videos, pictures of my kinky lifestyle adventures and my playtime that I have with my friends with benefits. And you'll also be able to chat with me and the other fans and also do custom requests. And I am on there daily. So for free access to my OnlyFans for a limited time only, you guys, I want you to go to bullsandqueens.com, click that link that says OnlyFans, and join the fan club. I'll see you on the other side. Now, back to the spicy episode.
Okay. I was like, that would be hot, like a female, male, female. So we kind of talked about that. That was one of like our foreplay things, was like thinking about this threesome. But when he told me he had a dream that I fucked another man, it was like, no, that's not happening. Like, we're married. And I thought he would let it go, and he didn't. And about 3 days later, he's like, so that dream. And I'm like, oh my gosh, cool. You had a dream. And then a week later, the dream came up. And so we kind of started talking about it, what it means to be a hot wife. And I guess I just wasn't educated enough. Like, when I heard swingers, all I knew was from, like, movies, and they always portray swingers to be, like, those weird couples, right?
Yeah.
Like, we're not swingers. We're not lifestyle people. But the more we talked about it, I started to open up a little bit. One day I'd be all on board. I'd be like, okay, let's book it. And then the next day I'm like, fuck no. Like, this is not right. We're married. We can't do this. That went on for almost a month where, like, I had him on this emotional roller coaster. One day I was telling him I was all in. The next day I was like, I can't believe you want to do this. If you really love me, why would you want to share me with someone else? Or I really thought he only wanted to do this so that if I slept with someone else, he had a free pass to sleep with someone else. So I thought I wasn't satisfying him. He wasn't happy. My brain was just full of emotions and thoughts. And you can't talk to anyone about it.
Yeah.
Who am I going to talk to? I can't call my mom and be like, so, do you think I should fuck someone else, mom? Like,
yes, baby. Go fuck someone
get
else.
Get it, girl.
Get it.
Like, you can't talk to anyone about it. So, I was just kind of, like, messed up in the head about it for a little bit. And I didn't really understand at first why he wanted me to do it. Again, I thought he maybe wanted to sleep with other people, so he wanted me to do it first, and that way he couldn't get in trouble.
Okay.
I thought maybe something was lacking in our marriage. He wasn't happy. And he really had to explain to me it was none of that. He's always liked to take pictures of me. We've filmed us having sex, and he's like, that's my favorite porn, is watching you have sex. Like, you are my favorite porn star. I want to watch you do that. So it took a lot of conversations for me to understand that and for me to give it a shot, so.
Okay.
That's where it started.
And that was the partial truth.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
What did I forget?
Oh, you forgot the actual leap part of it.
Oh, where we actually did it?
It was a challenge.
So my first hot wife date. My very first hot wife date was with, so I told him, I'm like, I'll do it. I don't want to know anything about this guy. Don't tell me his name. don't tell me what he looks like. I'm just going to show up. It's going to be a mystery. It's going to be like a...
You didn't know what he looked like?
Mm-mm.
What if he looked like Shrek?
He knows me well enough, I think. Like
that would have been amazing, though, if Shrek showed up. Some dude in a Shrek costume. He's like, well, you said that I told him to set you up. That would have been great.
No, he knows me.
That would have been the greatest icebreaker of all time.
Oh, my God.
And now I regret not doing that. Damn it.
Damn it.
Where were you before that with that idea?
Well, there's still a feature.
Yeah, we can do it. We're going to make
Shrek
it happen.
Shrek can just show up.
Yes. Shrek, Quasimodo.
All of them. Bring up gangbang. Yeah. Gangbang with Shrek and Quasi and...
Damn, you would die.
Onto something.
Like, those are some big...
I know, that would...
Yeah. They.
I did a gangbang, though, a couple weeks ago. And,
oh, shit.
These guys were trying to get me to tap out. They fucked me for over an hour. They ran a train on me trying to get me to tap, and I would not tap.
Oh, shit. Seriously?
Finally, I did because I got hungry.
She got hungry. That's why. She would have kept going. She's like, I'm fucking hungry right now.
Oh,
we got to make this
happen. So I could probably take Shrek.
But everyone was like, thank God. Thank God. They were like, thanking you.
They were getting mad at me that I wouldn't tap because they were like, we're all competitive.
Everyone was over it.
Like, how many guys was it?
We had 4, and then 1 had to leave, and so it was 3 running a train on me, and my best hot wife friend, who was also part of this gangbang, real hot wife, she was fluffing them to come in and, like, try to tap me out, so she was over there, like, a cock in each hand, like, stroking them off, and then she would slap them on the ass and send them in, and they would come in and fuck the shit out of me, and then, try and get me to tap, and then tap the next one in, and that one...
So they're fucking you hard, too, huh?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, shit.
They were on a fucking mission.
Yeah. So, like, what, did each of the guys, I mean, like, were they, like, worn out at the end, or?
Oh, yeah,
everyone
we were all
was worn
tired.
Out. Everybody.
We were tired, and we were hungry, and we didn't realize how late it was, because I would have stopped it a long time ago if I knew how late it was, because we were trying to go out.
Yeah.
But I'm very competitive, and I was like, there's no way I'm going to let these fuckers tap me. So we hung for way too long. But that went way off of our lifestyle story.
Well, the competitive truth was, half-truth. You mentioned you were competitive, so you're like, I'm not tapping out, right? The competitive her competitive spirit was really the start to this whole thing. So don't blame me for the idea.
No.
You're the one.
My husband, we have been married a long time. He knows me very well. He knows I'm competitive.
Uh-huh.
So I go...
Is it from all that soccer that you played?
Yes, probably. And just life. So he goes, I was like, I just, you know, I don't know if I can get behind this hot wife thing. And he goes, it's okay. It's okay if you can't do it. Don't worry about it. Knowing if he tells me I can't do something, I'm going to do it. So right then and there, I was like, book it. Schedule it. And we did. And that's what got me
very
to do it, is
smart.
He tested my competitive
spirit.
That was some Art of War stuff that
there
you just
it is.
Pulled there.
See?
That was
right.
Some Art of War stuff.
And I know he was, like, doing that to me. I know it. I'm like, I know he's just saying this, so I'll do it. But I'm still going to do it, because fuck that.
But if you knew that what he was doing, then...
I don't know, Doc. I'm a competitive person. I knew he was messing with me. But at this point, like, I also just needed him to shut up, I guess. I don't know. I just had to, like, try.
See? Just like when you annoy the fuck out of me, and I'm like, I'm just going to fuck you to get this done with.
Yeah.
Same concept, right? All right.
Yeah.
He's not letting this idea go. I'm going to fuck some other dude.
So I did.
Or like, okay, so Jack was saying that when he wants to make you shut up, he sticks a dick in your mouth. You should just stick one of your luscious titties in his mouth.
I do.
Like, like, ah, blah, blah.
I just, like, rub them on his face, and then I just stick one in his mouth.
Hey.
All the time.
So, yeah, so this first time, so I tell him, I'm like, I don't want to know anything about him. I don't know what he wants. I don't want to know what he looks like. I kind of want it to be like a hot one night stand, right? Like, where I just walk in and I'm gonna fuck the shit out of this guy and I'm gonna go, and I want the mystery of it.
Okay.
So I did not know that my first time was a creator. I had no idea. I just thought he was some random guy that we found. I don't even know where I thought he found him. The side of the road. I don't
Honey,
know.
Honey, there was a hitchhiker on the side of the interstate.
He looks kind of hot. So no clues, a creator, no idea. We're in the bar at this hotel. We're supposed to go up to meet him. And I'm having a full-on panic attack.
Okay.
Because I think that the bartender and the waitress and everyone knows I'm there to sleep with someone else. Okay. I'm like, they know. They're staring at me. They know. They know I'm here to sleep with someone else. And he's like, nobody knows. You're making it weird. And I'm like, nope, they all know. And I'm like hyperventilating. And I'm like, I can't do this. I don't know what I was thinking. But then I go up anyway. I get in the elevator. And as soon as we reach his floor, I flip the switch. And I was like, I'm ready. I'm going to fuck the shit out of this guy. Don't know where it came from. But I went like from full on panic mode to whore mode in like an elevator ride.
I was able to see it because you walked in very timid into the elevator. The elevator door shut. We go up. Bing! The door is open, and the person that walked out of the elevator was not the same one that walked in. It literally was a switch.
That's my competitive spirit. Like, okay, hey, if I'm going to go bang someone, I want to be good at it. Like, I want them to tell, like, I want to be a good bang, so I'm going all in. So I decided in that elevator, like, I'm here, I'm going to go all in for this. So
okay,
that started our whole, our lifestyle journey.
I love that.
Yeah.
All right, ask me a question. Ask me
anything. I want to know the same. I want to know how you got started in the lifestyle.
Well, it was a clear black night and a clear white moon. And no.
In the LBZ.
Hey! So I've been in the lifestyle for 7 years. And funny enough, my wife was, soon to be ex-wife, was the one who brought it up.
So you're opposite.
I am opposite, yeah. Okay. But like usually in the lifestyle, usually I'd probably say 99 times out of 100, usually it's the guy that brings it up to the wife, right? So you guys kind of have a typical situation. Mm-hmm. With me and Caramel, what happened was we were watching this TV show on Netflix, and it was like a rom-com with like two couples. One couple was like a swinger couple, and then another couple was just like a regular vanilla couple. And like the swinger couple was trying to like evangelize the vanilla couple into the lifestyle, and like there's all types of drama that happened, but there's like a bunch of laughs and all this, and it was a really, really good movie. I think it was called Queen of Hearts or Four of Hearts or something like that.
Okay.
And so
can I interrupt you real quick?
Sure.
Your Doc Chocolate, did you say your ex-wife was Caramel?
Yeah,
that's her, really cute. Can I be like Vanilla Baby? Chocolate, caramel, vanilla. No.
Well, just to think about what you just said.
Yeah. Okay, butterscotch. Oh, because I'm kind of
like...
I
like butterscotch.
I'm butterscotch because butterscotch. I am like
yes.
Tan. Yes. I'm okay, I'll be butterscotch. Like butterscotch.
Okay, you'll be butterscotch. Okay,
that'll be my name.
So she's no longer tequila.
I'm butterscotch.
I had to write her name so that I don't...
Butterscotch.
We're changing names here.
Butterscotch, yes.
Definitely better than Vanilla Baby. But like that's the first thing that popped in my head.
Butterscotch.
Chocolate,
butterscotch
caramel.
Boobs. Butterscotch booty. Butterscotch.
Oh, I like butterscotch booty. Did you think?
Yeah, that'll be Jack's affiliate. Butterscotch.
Butterscotch punani?
Punani. I like that.
That could work.
I butterscotch like that. Punani?
That's better.
Okay.
Butterscotch punani. I like that. Okay. So, butterscotch bunani. Okay. So, we were watching this movie, and, you know, I'm a man, you know. I'm like, yeah, I want to do that. You know, but, you know, I don't say anything, right? Because, you know, I want to be respectful to my wife. And we've been together for, at that point, 17 years. So, we got together when I was 20. She was 19. Currently, I'm 44. She's 43. And, you know, up until that point, I had only been with like 5 or 6 women, you know, girls, tops, you know, before we got together. And I was her first person that she had ever been with.
Oh, goodness.
Yeah. And so, like, you know, she brought it up like, hey, what do you think about that? And, you know, we talked about it that first night. And then, like, several weeks passed by. And then, you know, she brings it up again and she's like, well, hey, you know, she calls me by my real name, but like, hey, Doc, you know, like, what did you think of this movie? Like, wasn't it sexy? And I was like, oh, yeah, it was sexy. You know, trying to, you know, not seem
you
like
you can't seem too excited. Yeah,
exactly. Yeah. Thank you.
Test on the waters. You kind of dip in the toes.
Yeah. You know, and, you know, by then I'm like 37, I want to say. And so, like, I know how to, you know, operate around one.
Right.
You know? And so, like, she brings it up about a month later, and then she waits, like, about another month and brings it up. And then she's a psychotherapist. And so she says to me, like, on the, like, one of the last lines she brings it up, like, well, hey, you know, doc, that, you know, when it comes to sex, there's, like, different levels of sex. There's the spiritual component, the emotional component, and the physical component, and blah, 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 right? And so I was like, what the fuck is you saying? You know,
where are we going with this?
Yeah, where are we going with this, you know? And so, yeah, airplane was circling around the runway, and it wasn't landing, you know? And so, anyways, like, she just flat out said it, like, a couple weeks later. She's like, I think we should, like, play in the lifestyle or swing in or whatever.
Hey there, cucks, stags, and ladies. Do you want to meet up with me, Doc Chocolate, and have a sexy experience of your life for your hot wife? Now, if you answered yes, then you must check out Doc Chocolate's Hot Wife Training Days at hotwifetrainingday.com. Now, if you've ever seen one of my sexy videos that I've recorded with hot wives, you'll know exactly what I'm talking about. What's going to happen is your wife is going to get wined and dined by me. There's going to be heavy, sexy flirting. There's going to be an aromatherapeutic experience with me in a very low-lit, sensual environment with soft music playing in the background while your hot wife gets a world-famous Doc Chocolate skin-to-skin body glide with coconut oil and more. And this is going to be the experience of a lifetime for you wives out there as you go through your journey of finding your true sluttiness with Doc Chocolate. Want to find out more details and get your reservation with me? Then go now to hotwifetrainingday.com to get started. Now, back to the episode.
And I got very, very offended. You know, I was like, well, my dick isn't good enough for you.
So you were on my level. Like, you were thinking, like, something was lacking.
I was,
I got you. I got you. Chocolate and butterscotch. You know? Okay,
yeah,
I got you.
Yeah. Well, you're butterscotch.
I know, chocolate and butterscotch.
Oh, chocolate and butterscotch. Okay. Yeah, we taste good together.
That's right.
And so, anyways, that is actually a good combination. That seems like a good combination.
Seems delicious to me.
It really does.
Looks delicious, I'm sure, on the camera.
It does.
Yes,
it was.
Go to our OnlyFans and subscribe to both two of us. And so, so she brings it up, and then, you know, I'm not gonna lie, I acted like a little bitch, you know, and you know, lost all my masculinity and stuff like that. And so, like, I was only a bitch, Jack, for about a day, you know, before, you know.
Oh, not a month. Not a month like me.
It's okay. It's okay. It's okay, butterscotch.
Thank you, chocolate.
You're welcome. You look much, much cuter and prettier being a punk ass than I did. I just look sad. But I start thinking about it logically, right? You know, because she's never been with another guy. And, you know, I've been with a few chicks. And, you know, I start thinking in my head, okay, that's unfair for me to say, okay, well, my dick's the only dick you should have in your life, you know. And so I was like, okay. And then, you know, collateral damage, you know, hey, I get to fuck other chicks.
Yeah. Win-win.
Win-win. You know, so that's how it started. And then after, you know, I talked to her and apologized, you know, for being a little bitch ass, the next day I started going on to these sites. Cassidy was the first site I went to. And then, like, I created a profile. I was doing all the research. That's when I went to, like, full, like, hardcore mode.
Nice. And where did you find your first? Was your first experience a couple? Did you guys couple swap? What was the first experience?
So my first experience was, like, I went to a lifestyle club. I'll tell you about my first experience and then her first experience.
Okay. Oh, so it wasn't at the same time.
It wasn't at the same time. Oh. So I went to a lifestyle club.
With her?
Myself.
So was this before her first experience?
Was it?
And why did you go to the club by yourself? Why wasn't she with you?
Well, answering your question first, I think mine was first, and then she was too scared.
Okay. So she threw it out there, but when push came to shove, she's a little scared. Okay, yeah. And you went.
And she's always been like that.
Okay. You know?
Even to this day. So, like, because, like, we'll go to parties. We used to go to parties, and she would, you know, kind of, you know, be by herself and, you know, whatnot, and just watch and whatnot. Yeah. And the times that she did play, she would go into a private room. Mm-hmm. And so we can never really do the couple swap thing just because she never felt, like, you know, good enough to do that.
Yeah.
So... my first time, I went to a lifestyle club down here in Las Vegas called the Red Rooster, and I fell into a walked into a pool. I didn't fall into a pool. I walked into a pool because I was kind of high because, you know, I smoked a little something just so that
you literally walked into a pool.
I did. Okay. I thought I was Jesus walking on water, and apparently I wasn't Jesus. I wasn't Jesus. I was just dumbass. Yeah.
And like, I wasn't walking on water either.
I wasn't walking on water, you know, and I was like. I guess I was more high than I should have been. You know, it's calling my nerves. You know, you get me, but it's got some Jack.
Yeah.
And Jack was stoned out of his mind my first hot wife date.
Yep. Was he?
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Oh shit. At least he remained dry.
There was no pools nearby.
No pools.
Very smart.
But I was like, damn, he's nervous. Like, he's smoking a lot of weed. If he's nervous, how does he think I feel? So yeah, we get you.
Yeah, it's totally nervous, right? And, like, I got on my good shoes, my good on leather dress shoes, and, you know, I just walk into the pool. And then, like, when you walk, if you've never walked into a pool before, it's the freakiest thing ever. Because, like, one moment I'm dry, I'm looking at people, you know, and...
You're on solid ground.
Yeah, I'm on solid ground.
That part.
And then the next moment, you know, it's just like splash, and, you know, like, and it was at the, it was an indoor pool, so I think, like, the deep end was, like, only, like, 5 feet, but, you know, I'm kind of short, I'm 5'7", and so, like, you know, I walk into there, and all of a sudden I'm, like, you know, like, water's up to my chin, splashed on my face. I was like, what the fuck? You know, like, what is this? And then I'm like, what is this? I was like, what happened? And then I was like, fuck, did I just walk into the pool? It took me, like, about 2 seconds to comprehend the dumbness, the stupidity that just happened.
I need to smoke what you're smoking.
I probably don't. It was very embarrassing. Because, like, I looked around, and, like, there's a bunch of people, like, all by the pool.
Oh, right? Of course. You can't miss that either.
Yeah.
Some guy literally just walked right into
it. That happened.
Fully clothed. Yeah.
Fully clothed, right? And then all these people are like, dude, are you okay, man? What? What happened? Do you need help? And I'm like, no, I'm good. I'm good. I'm good. Oh. You know?
I meant to,
like,
do that.
I meant, yeah. I was like, you know, don't look at me. You know, stop looking at me, like, all 30, 40 people that are gathered around the pool, you know? So, like, I take off all my clothes, you know, to dry them off, you know, so I'm, you know, butt-ass naked. And, like, there's these two ladies. Matter of fact, one of them looked very similar to you. Oh. She was a brunette. And then the other one, same build, you know, kind of look like, you know, she do her Pilates and her, you know, exercise class every day and whatnot. You know, nice little fit moms. Mm. And the other one was a little blonde with, like, little wavy hair, if I remember right. And so I see them checking me out. But, you know, of course, I just watched this whole fucking pool. So, like,
are they checking me out or laughing at me?
Everyone's checking you out.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. I mean, I kind of figured they were. But, like, you know, at that point, I'm mortified, so I'm not I'm not feeling bold whatsoever. Like, all confidence has been lost.
Uh-huh.
You know, I'm just spectating at that point, right? And so, like, anyways, the guys that they were with, they approached me, and they're like, hey, you know, like, you know, they asked me about the pool thing. I'm like, oh, yeah, you know, whatever.
Did they say, hey, Jesus?
You were that guy.
I was that guy.
They said, hey, Jesus, right? I saw you walking on water.
That's what they called me. They said, hey, Jesus. Hey, Jesus, you know, and I'm like, well, hey, you know. I'm used to being all this water, you know, make all these women squirt and stuff like that. I'm used to being all wet and saturated.
I know, I'm kind of a big deal.
And so, they approached me and they're like, oh, yeah, so, you know, they're doing small talk, and I don't know how this works. I don't know, like, hey, I ask you, you ask me, like, what do we do, like, a little pinky shake or something like that? I don't know. You don't know, right? You only know what you know. And so they basically say, hey, our wives like you, and, you know, like, want to, like, you know, play, fuck, whatever they said. And, you know, look at them all like, damn, okay. You know, this is what I said. I said, okay. I didn't say yes, no. I was like, okay, you know, I probably looked like, I had a happy meal. And like, we go to this back room, a private room, and then the two guys, the ladies, they get naked really quickly. And I'm like, okay, good situation.
That's good sign.
And, you know, I start taking out my clothes. And then their two guys start taking out their clothes. And I'm like, whoa, whoa, whoa. You know, because, again, I didn't know. I didn't know what happens, right? And I was like, hey, what are you guys doing? And they're like, oh, we're about to fuck. I was like, well, I'm straight.
Yeah, who are you going to fuck?
And they're like, what are you talking about? We're straight, too. I was like, why are you taking them? Because we're going to, like, fuck our wives, too. And I was like, oh, okay, you know, because I was thinking in my head, like,
you're not fucking me.
Yeah, you ain't fucking me, you know, because, like, hey, I see two dudes, and I was like, no, y'all ain't going to gang rape me, bitch asses. And so...
just because I walked into the pool.
Yeah, I ain't... shit. And so... and so, anyways, So, like, we start fucking, and, like, at this point, it's too much sensory overload for me. And so, like, I literally last all of, like, maybe 5 minutes or 4.5 minutes or whatever. And, like, the guys see me about to come, and they're like, no, hold it in, come on. And they're, like, talking shit to me, like, not really talking shit, but, you know, like, come on, you can do it. You can last longer. Yeah, come on. Don't hold that nut in. And they're like, yeah, cheer me on and shit like that. And I'm like, oh, I can't hold it on. And so, like, you know, I'm wearing a condom, but, like, you know, I bust in about 4.5-5 minutes, and I was, like, so embarrassed. I was like, oh, fuck. But, you know, hey, it's the first time, right?
You popped your cherry.
I popped my cherry, and then we also popped the bed, because the bed broke.
Because
I guess the bed wasn't made to support 5 adult human beings' body weight. So
that's great.
That was my first time. And then Caramel's first time was, she was very nervous, so I got a guy that I knew that she would really, really like. And then I basically was there, you know, holding her hand while this guy, like, fucked the shit out of her. Well, he didn't fuck the shit out of her, but he did it in a very nice, sensual, pleasant manner.
Yeah,
you know?
So she had a good first experience.
She had a good first experience, you know? And I did go through the angst, too, because, like, part of me was like, ooh, I like watching this, but the other part of me was like, get the fuck off my wife! Get the fuck off of her. You know?
You never had that.
No.
You never had any angst whatsoever?
He had angst before, but, like, you never wanted him to get off me.
No. Yeah. No, I never got any.
Yeah.
That is incredible.
Issue.
You said before, though, you were nervous because you were like, I asked for this, and I don't know how I'm going to respond.
That was it. It wasn't ever any angst. It was, I was unsure because we hadn't done it at that point.
Right.
So...
You were just like, I think I want this.
I think I
want
to see it. I think I want this. I'm telling myself I want to see it. And it sounds really fucking hot. But until I actually see it, I don't know if I'm going to like it or not. You know? But it wasn't angst. It was just unknown.
Okay, that's fair enough. Because
And then once I saw it, I was like, oh, yeah, there's no fucking angst. At all. I'm good.
And that's fair enough, Jack. Because there's some guys that I've played with their wives. And, you know, they're gung-ho, you know? And then, you know, like, you know, they're like, you know, like Rambo when they're going into battle. But, like, once the bullets are flying, you know, they're like, ooh, you know, crying, you know? Like, I met with a couple months ago, and they were visiting from out of town. And the guy was real gung-ho. He was like, oh, I want you to do this, I want you to do that. And, you know, he was trying to, like, direct, right? He was like, oh, yeah, just fuck the shit out of her, right? And the way I roll is, like, if I'm with a woman, you know, I don't just go hardcore into it. That's
no, you're
silly.
More sensual. Yeah. I like that.
Thank you. I like being sensual with you.
Yeah, but I like that.
You know, but, like, you know, like, most women, you know, and maybe you agree or disagree, but, like, I feel like most women, you know, even if they do like it, you know, like, you know, hardcore, you know, you gotta warm her
absolutely.
Up.
I like rough sex, but we were just having this conversation. Yeah, I like it rough, but not all the time. I don't want you constantly pounding me. Like, I want passion. I want sensual, like, let's make out for a little bit.
Yeah.
Play for a little, you know. So, yeah, I got you.
Warm up the oven.
She is a kisser. She is a kisser, y'all.
I am.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I like passion.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, I like when you fuck me hard, but also you don't have to just, like, destroy my pussy the whole time. Like, you could be nice to it, too. You know what I mean?
I got you. I got you. And yeah, and I feel like that's the way it should go most of the time, right? Because, like, yeah, I can pound, but, like, I'm going to start off, you know, nice and
yeah.
slow, you know? And this is her first fucking time,
yeah.
you know, playing with somebody. You know, you're kind of like a veteran, you know?
Oh, God.
This is, like, she's like a rookie. You
yeah.
know, she just came out of basic training.
Yeah.
You know?
And you got to ease her in.
Yeah, you got to ease her in. You know, you just fucking throwing her into, like, the fucking trenches of
destroy
war.
Destroy
her! Yeah. Finish her, you know? This ain't no Mortal Kombat bullshit, you know? And, like, the dude's, like, talking, and he's like, oh, yeah, 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 pound that pussy, pound that pussy. She fucking loves it. She loves it when you pound that pussy super hard. And, you know, he's, like, impatient. That's what it was.
Mm.
And I'm like, we'll get there. You know, a woman's body typically is like, you know, a parked car when it's like 10 degrees below zero. You got to warm it up. You mm-hmm. know, you can't just hit the freeway doing 80 miles an hour.
Right.
And so, and then he started like recording her with like the lights on. And, you know, it was in a dim lighted situation. And he had like the bright lights on his phone. And she did not tell her he was going to do that. And she did not like that because it was throwing her off. She's like, I forgot fuck his name was, but like, Freddy, get that fucking camera out of my face! Get that fucking camera out of my face! You know? And all this, like, bad energy that's throwing me off, mm-hmm. you know? And I'm like, what? And he kept on doing it. So, like, after the first two, three times, he kept on doing it, where I had to kind of intervene.
Yep.
Yeah, I was like, hey, just, you know, this, you know, cool down, chill out, just
enjoy the show! Enjoy. Just watch, man!
Yeah, yeah. And I was like, maybe, you know, later on, she'll be cool with you putting it in the camera, you know?
Yeah.
Just give it a minute.
Yeah. And then, like, and so he's, like, acting, like, very immature and childish in my, from what I'm seeing. Mm-hmm. And so, at the end, like, he starts seeing that she's enjoying it, right? You know, because I'm getting really passionate with her, and I'm, you know, kind of, you know, intensifying it a little bit. And, like, she's really enjoying it, right? And she's talking, like, oh, my God, your dick, this and that, your cock or wiener. Oh, my God, your wiener. And we had this inside joke with wiener.
I know, it's the worst.
And so, like, he has butthurt about it, and he walks out of the room. And, you know, I see him walk out of the room, and I tell the lady, I was like, hey, why don't you go, you know, check on your husband and make sure he's, you know, good, you know? And so she does, and then, you know, they're out there talking for about 5 minutes, and then he comes back in and he's crying. He is crying. This big old man is crying, right? And I feel sad. I was like, okay, well, you know, you don't want everybody to have good, you know.
Yeah.
You know, you're not there to make people cry.
Yeah, yeah. You know, I mean, hey.
I mean, it's not always bad. But.
I know, right? That's what I was thinking. And so, like, you know, he's crying, you know, and so I'm trying to console him a little bit. And I tell his wife, you know, go, you know, console him and whatnot. And so, like, I'm trying to leave, and, like, the woman goes and grabs my backpack and brings it back with her to the bathroom where he's at crying. And I'm like, what the fuck are you doing? I'm thinking that in my head. But, you know, I'm not trying to be rude or anything like that. I'm like, what the fuck is
that? But that's
doing?
Your backpack.
That's my fucking backpack. You know, like... And so I just kind of breathe hard. I'm like, okay. So I just follow her to the bathroom. And, you know, go to get my backpack. And she's like, oh, no, that's Frank's backpack. I was like, no, it's my backpack. And he's like, yeah, honey, that's his backpack. And then, like, dude gets back to me. He's like, hey, you know what, Doc? You know, I don't want to be rude, but... Get the fuck out!
Like, no way.
He did.
Damn.
Get the fuck out! I'm thinking, you know, first words out of my mouth was almost like, bitch! You know, and
oh,
I'm like,
oh my God.
So I had to bite my tongue. I'm like, okay.
You
know, like,
you two got some shit to figure out.
Yeah.
Right now.
Yeah, I bounced.
Oh, hell yeah, you should have.
You know, and it's like, man. So, yeah.
Oh my gosh. I feel like, and we talk about this all the time, bulls have the hardest job in this whole thing, because you're coming into a marriage, A, you have to trust that they're solid. Obviously, they were not solid enough. So you're now the third person in this marriage that could potentially not be a solid marriage. you have to respect the husband and what he's looking for out of it, and you have to respect the wife and what she's looking for out of it. And a lot of times, hot wives, like, we kind of want to be treated like whores and sluts. I don't know, maybe it's just me, but...
Oh, trust me, it's not just you. It's
like,
not just you.
Like, it's an experience, and we're there for that. So you want to give the hot wife that, but you're, like, looking at the husband, like, I don't really think she's a slut, but I'm going to call her a slut right now because she likes it, but I really respect your wife, right? Like, you have to walk this line where you're trying to satisfy this hot wife, but also respect the husband and have a good time yourself. Like, I think bulls have it the hardest because you are trying to make the most people happy, you know?
Yeah.
So that's a shitty situation.
And also get pleasure in it for you.
Right. That's what I mean. Like, and have a good time. Like,
when you're juggling all that other stuff, I can see how easy it would be to lose focus and just have a good time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know?
Because you're constantly like, okay, is she having a good time? But you're like side glancing the husband. Like, is he happy? Is he happy? Is she happy? Okay, wait. Is my dick still hard? Am I happy? Right? I can't even imagine being a bull. And I've been asked many times, not so much anymore, but many times to be like a third in a marriage, a unicorn, so to speak. And number one, I'm not really into women. Like, I have a type, okay? And I've played with a few women, but I have a type. I'm not super into women, but I also never want to walk into a marriage, even if they're solid. Because obviously our marriage is solid, bulls come in all the time, and it's fine. So I know there are couples out there that truly want a unicorn, but I can't do it. There's like a mental block there, and I don't ever want to be the one walking into a marriage.
Yeah.
And I also, because you don't play, Hot Soccer Daddy doesn't play, because I'm not quite ready for that. So I look at it like, well, what if I come in and the wife's not ready for that? And she may be, but that's my own personal hang up. So I couldn't imagine being a bull.
Bitches be crazy.
I am crazy.
We know that.
I am crazy.
BBC.
Every dude
BBC.
Knows that.
BBC, bitches be crazy.
It is so true.
They BBC and they love BBC.
I say the BBC love BBC.
So, yeah, I don't know. Bulls have it tough. You guys, that's a shitty story.
That's crazy.
But I've talked to my bulls too, and I'm like, I get it, man. You have like the hardest job in this whole dynamic because you're trying to please everyone.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
Kudos to you, my friend.
Well, thank you. Thank you. And
you did a good job tonight pleasing everyone, I think. So, hey,
yay!
We vouch for you.
I was like, I wanted to make sure that Miss Butterscotch was taken care of. And then I wanted to make sure that Mr. Jack Daniels didn't, like, slit my throat. And, like...
He's the most passive, like... He doesn't even say anything. He just moves videos, like...
Yeah.
Like, no say, no directing.
Yeah, he's good.
We've never, like, played that way where he directs anything. It's always just very real, very raw, and it's like... I'm just gonna get whatever's happening there. Like, do your thing, and I'm gonna video what happens.
That's it. Go have fun. Yeah. Just go fuck. I'll figure it out.
I like that. Well, I knew that you were good because, like, I heard you laugh.
Well, you.
Because, like, I couldn't see your face. I couldn't see your face, Jack, but, like, I heard you laugh.
Well, okay. For background, he's not laughing at us having sex. Well, kinda. I'm riding.
I pull out my dick.
And he started laughing.
He's like,
and the dog was like, all right, we're good.
Yeah. Hey. But Butterscotch is like, okay, maybe we'll have a Shrek with a side of Quasimodo. Like,
bring them all in.
Bring them all in.
No, dog, I'm riding him, and he's like, say yeehaw. I'm like, I'm not going to say that. Like, in my head, I'm like, he's lying. And then he tells me again, say yeehaw. And I'm like, well, fuck, if I'm going to say yeehaw, I have to, like, throw a rope. Like, I gotta pretend like I'm spinning a rope over my head. And then, yeah, we just hear Hot Soccer Daddy in the corner, like, chuckling. Because I'm, like, yeehawing and riding a horse.
Yeah, but you got into it, too.
Yeah, you did. You did. I loved it.
You can't tell me to say yeehaw. And I'm not going to, like, lasso something.
No, you're lassoing. You're like, yeehaw.
That's right.
And you can see that video on our OnlyFans. Hot Sexy Mom.
It will be there.
Hot Sexy Mom.
Sexy Soccer Mom.
You really can't.
Sexy soccer mom.
Butterscotch.
But I remember Butterscotch, and she tasted like Butterscotch and good credit. Like 700 plus.
And the American Dream.
Yes.
Yeah, you said that to me, and I was like, I don't know what that means, but okay. Thank you. Thank you.
So sometimes I just say shit just to be saying shit. I've noticed, and I
wanted to say something smart back, but I'm like, also he's like licking my pussy. So how smart ass do I want to be? Because I don't really want this to stop. You know, I tread lightly.
That's fair. That's fair. That's
you know,
fair.
Now that I know you a little bit better, next time I'll be like, oh, yeah. You want that American dream?
Hell yeah, I want that American dream. Hell yeah, I want that American dream.
We'll go nuts with it.
Yeah, that's literally.
Butterscotch will melt in your mouth for you.
Ooh, I like that.
Yeah.
Yeah. And the funny thing is, like, I never crack jokes if a woman is sucking my wiener.
No?
Great idea.
Yeah, tell her why I don't crack jokes.
Because you don't want anyone to get...
Oh, like laugh on your dick and like... yeah, I can see that.
Yeah. So,
a lot of unpredictable...
Has that ever happened before?
Well, I got bit.
Yeah. Because someone was laughing?
Women are really good at not doing that. I mean, I've had women, if they're giving me a blowjob... sometimes they'll use teeth.
Okay.
Which, ladies, that's never a good idea. Never use teeth. Mm-hmm. So, like, if you don't want a man using teeth on your clits, then don't use teeth on
the stick. Oh, gosh. Ow.
Yeah, see? Look. You're thinking that.
There it is.
Thank
yeah.
you.
Yeah, right? No, thank you. And sometimes, hey, sometimes it's hard. Like, if a woman's right on your face, like, sometimes, like, they're like, put another body weight on there, and you're trying to protect your gums so they don't get busted on her pelvis, but then you're like, damn, I don't want to put my teeth out there either and like shred her. So
you need a mouth guard.
There you
See, we gotta invent something.
Could you lick now if you have a mouth guard in?
Yes, you can lick. Cause like, okay, if you're eating,
can you imagine though, you're like, hold on, babe, I want you to ride my face, but let me go put my mouth guard in real quick.
Yeah, you're ready for fucking
I'm gonna fuck the shit out of you, but I gotta put my mouth guard in first.
I'm gonna try that.
Yeah. Oh my gosh, report back.
I will.
Okay.
All right, I'll do it on you.
Okay, I mean, that's fine.
Yeah, because it would just be weird if I come into like some like random person.
You could come to a mouth guard. You could come to me with a mouth guard.
She's like, wait, what? What are you doing? Like,
I'm into it.
Okay, good. We had a discussion.
I feel like maybe I needed a mouth guard during my gangbang a couple weeks ago. I didn't bite.
You bit somebody's dick?
No. And I didn't bite their dick. I didn't put my teeth on it. But I was getting spit roasted, and the angle that I was blowing someone, I scratched up my own tongue. And I had bruises on my tongue. I've never seen that before. My tongue was literally blue in certain places.
Oh, seriously?
Yeah. So, like, I don't know. And then it started bleeding. And the guy jumped up because he was like, oh shit, we did think it was his dick. And I was like, I didn't bite you, I swear. And he's like, no, I didn't feel you bite me, but there's blood. So we jumped up.
Oh, you had that much blood.
Yeah, so we jumped up and it was my tongue. And he was like, yeah, I didn't feel you bite me or put your teeth on me. And I was like, no, it's me. I had like, somehow my tongue got in the way. It was the weirdest thing.
Well, you had a lot of dicks pounding away your mouth.
So. I mean, and I was getting pounded really hard from behind and like trying to suck dick. I don't know. It was interesting, my friend.
So, like, and guys, if they're in a situation like that, like, if you're getting spit roasted, the guy that's fucking you from behind, he shouldn't be fucking you that hard.
Yeah.
So, like, if you're sucking dick, like, he should be, fucking you, but, like, just, you know, kind of,
Yeah.
He should be
paying
attention.
You can't, like, shove their face into it.
That's never a good idea.
Yeah.
Never a good
idea. It was interesting. I've never, like, bruised my own tongue.
I'm trying to figure out how you did it, because like it had to be from your teeth.
It had to be my own teeth that scraped it, but like I didn't teeth them at all. They were like, I never felt teeth, but it must have been like the angle, like coming. I don't know.
I'm trying to visualize.
I wish I could explain it. I didn't even know it was happening, like because I was so into it.
Did you take video of it?
Oh, we have the whole thing on video, but I don't know if you could tell like exactly when I bit my tongue, but I don't know. I could like, I don't even know how it happened. And then we just saw blood and I was like, oh shit. And we all jumped up and I was like, oh, it's me.
Is that why you stopped?
Oh, we went. We started.
I remember you said it was because you're hungry.
No, that.
Were you hungry and you ate your tongue?
I did eat my tongue. No, that was a different night. I think that was the first night when I bit my tongue.
Oh, you had two nights of gangbangs?
Two nights of gangbangs. The first night I bit my tongue. The second night is when they tried to talk me out.
Okay. That's good, yeah, because the tongue heals quickly.
It was fine the next day. Yeah, I mean, I did work.
It was fine that night. I mean,
yeah, I went and rinsed it out, and then we went back and I sucked more dick. Like, it was fine.
Okay.
It never hurt at all. It was just, it was me that noticed it. When I noticed, I called time out because I saw blood. Oh, wait. All right. Who's fucking bleeding? Which one of you guys?
It's me.
Shit.
It's always me. I always get hurt. I always get roughed up. You
want a bottle of lube dropped on your face and a bloody nose. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm always bruised. Like, I like a good pounding. So sometimes it gets a little
high. It's a full contact sport, ladies and gentlemen. Right? If you want to get into this, expect some bumps and bruises from time to time.
You gotta be an athlete. You gotta be an athlete. Like, okay, let me ask you this. Were you scared when I picked you up over my head and was like eating your pussy?
Hey there, cucks, stags, and ladies. Do you want to meet up with me, Doc Chocolate, and have a sexy experience of your life for your hot wife? Now, if you answered yes, then you must check out Doc Chocolate's Hot Wife Training Days at hotwifetrainingday.com. Now, if you've ever seen one of my sexy videos that I've recorded with hot wives, you'll know exactly what I'm talking about. What's going to happen is your wife is going to get wined and dined by me. There's going to be heavy, sexy flirting. There's going to be an aromatherapeutic experience with me in a very low-lit, sensual environment with soft music playing in the background while your hot wife gets a world-famous Doc Chocolate skin-to-skin body glide with coconut oil and more. And this is gonna be the experience of a lifetime for you wives out there as you go through your journey of finding your true sluttiness with Doc Chocolate. Wanna find out more details and get your reservation with me? Then go now to hotwifetrainingday.com to get started. Now, back to the episode.
No. I wasn't. Like, you had a good hold on me.
It didn't sound like you were scared.
No, I was not scared. I did not sound scared. At first, I was just like, oh, gosh. You know, I kind of told you. I don't feel like I'm not tall. I'm 5'4". But I'm pretty muscular. I'm pretty, like, solid. So I think people don't expect me to be as heavy as I am because I look tiny. But because I have so much muscle, they pick me up and they're like, oh, shit. You're actually, like, you know, sturdy.
But I mean, you are.
But I wasn't scared, like when you did it.
Okay.
At first, I was just like, I think he's got me, and then I was like, oh yeah, he's got me. I'm good. We're good here.
See, because I'm learning because like, you're the first person that I told beforehand I was gonna do that.
Yeah.
Because like usually, like what I do is like if I'm with a chick that I'm like, okay, she's you know pretty you know petite or small or whatever, I'm like, okay, yeah. I got this, right? So I just like throw her up and she's like, whoa, hey, what the fuck? You know?
I could see if you didn't warn me, that would be a little scary. I'd be like, he's gonna drop. I probably would have freaked out just thinking you're gonna drop me.
Thinking the same thing. Good thing you said something.
Yeah. I'm glad you told me because then I was like, okay, I know the plan. If you would have tried to pick me up, I would have been like, there's no way he can do this. Oh my God. And like, it would have failed. I would have freaked out. For sure.
For sure.
But no. But I mean, you are light. So she's like 5'4". Can I say the number?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, so she's 5'4", but like when I picked her up, I was thinking, you know, okay, she's probably 120s. And she is very muscular, but, you know, she's very packed, you know, with the muscle. And I was like, oh, yeah, 120. And then she's like, oh, I'm 130. You know, she's probably like 129.9 or something. Like that. Whatever.
You're probably
you know,
like exactly
whatever,
right.
Whatever, you know. But like, yeah, so, yeah.
No, you had me. I felt sturdy up there. I was like, this is fun because I don't have a lot of bulls that I've been with that can pick me up or try to. So I was like, fuck yeah. I actually like being thrown around a little bit. I like kind of, I do. I like being a submissive a little bit more in the bedroom because in real life, I'm a teacher. In real life, I've got kids. In real life, I run a household. So in the bedroom, like, fuck, put me where you want me. Toss me around, pick me up and eat my pussy. Whatever you want me to do, I'm there for it.
I like that. Well, what's funny was, like, we were having sex, and then I busted, and then she was like, you're supposed to pick me up and eat my pussy. And what happened? That's right. And I was like this. I was like, I'm so tired. I was like, I'm a professional. Get your ass up here on my shoulders.
Well, you can't tell me you're going to do it.
and I do it.
I was very excited for it. I was like, I'm getting picked up today. I'm getting tossed on the bed. You can't get a girl's hopes up like that.
I know, because you have this little look of disappointment. You're like...
Problem got fixed, though.
You did.
Yeah.
You are a professional.
Oh, man. So let me ask you this. Like, what made you guys start the podcast?
You want me to go?
Well, it was you, really. It was you and, you know, you kind of mentioned it earlier about how you didn't have anyone to talk to about it, except for me, and that doesn't really count as a person to talk to because I'm in it.
Yeah.
You know?
By this time, we've been in the lifestyle for almost a year.
Yeah.
And so we've had, you know, good experiences and bad experiences, but no matter if they were good or bad, we only had each other to talk to about it, which is great, but sometimes, like, you just need to, like, word vomit things, yeah. You know? So I decided I was going to write a book.
Oh, wow.
And I was going to call it Adventures of a Hot Wife, and I was going to document all of our different experiences, not naming names, but kind of the good, the bad, the ugly, how we got there. And I wrote probably close to 200 pages in this book, I think.
Yeah.
Maybe around that. And then I had to go, summer ended, I had to go back to my teaching job, and I was like, there's no way I can write a book. Like, I'm barely 200 pages in. I'm barely through, you know, this many experiences. Where am I going to find the time to do this?
And the publication and everything else.
We looked up what it takes to publish a book, and I was like, I just don't have time for all this. So it was actually one of my followers who was following me on OnlyFans and had paid to do, like, I guess a girlfriend experience, but we were just kind of talking, like, on Telegram. We were just exchanging messages, and I was telling him about the book, and he was like, why don't you start a podcast? I was like, I don't know. I'm not a tech person at all. Like, I am a pen and paper person. So the first thing that came to my mind was a book. I never would have thought podcast. So I went to him and I was like, hey, what if instead of a book, we did a podcast, and we called it Adventures of a Hot Wife, and we just talked about it all in there. So my go-getter husband, who, when he gets an idea, he runs with it. The next day, Amazon delivered all this podcast equipment to our house.
Oh, snap.
He set it all up, and he was like, okay, here's your mic. Tell your story. So that's what it came from. It just came from me needing an outlet to talk about things. Him and I just kind of wanting to, I guess, put things out there, not just, like, internalize it with us, but it kind of became therapy for us in a way to actually be able to talk about it and, like, think through things and talk through things. And then it just grew.
It's interesting because the idea of the podcast came up, we discussed it, and then we both agreed, yeah, let's do this. It's, you know, it's that outlet, just like you talked about. And then I literally did probably less than a week of research on how to podcast. And
we just went in blind.
What equipment's good, and, you know, what setup is good, and how to, like, all this different equipment. So the tech side of it, but then also the editing and everything else that goes with, you know, as you know, of hosting a podcast, from everything. How do you get it on all the platforms? Like, the whole deal.
Yeah.
And I know absolutely nothing about it at all. So I do this, you know, it was less than a week.
It felt like it was there the next day.
And so anyway, point to that story was, yeah, it was there the next day. The idea got floated and we just made it happen. No time to plan for anything. We just got on there, literally hit record and started talking without really any
plan. We didn't have a plan. Like, really, let's just talk.
We had no plan on interviewing people. We had no plan on what we were going to talk about. We were just going to talk. And that was it.
Wow.
And then all of a sudden, some episodes go out. And, yeah, then we start thinking about, hey, well, why are we just talking about it? Let's bring other people on. And the show itself has kind of evolved.
And that was all your idea, to be honest.
Yeah.
So we never would have expected it to grow into what it has. It was for us to talk. And you approached me with the idea of interviewing other hot wives or people in the lifestyle. I'm like, no one's gonna want to be on our fucking podcast. Like, we have 12 listeners. Who's gonna come on here? But you reached out to people. You kind of took the lead on that in the beginning, and yeah, we got some people on the show, started interviewing them. And it's just grown to something I couldn't even imagine it would be. And it's like our little baby. Like, we just started this and ran with it. And so to watch it grow and keep growing has been so surreal for me. Like, it's pretty cool.
Yeah, because, I mean, you guys have had, like, Sweet Vicky and CJ Hot Wife. What she goes by, Carter James now.
Yeah. Siren Verde, Bella Siren Bear, Verde. Angel Minx.
Oh, did you have Angel on there?
Mm-hmm. Angel and Chris Minx.
Yeah, they're great.
Yeah, I mean, we've had...
I remember when you guys were interviewing Siren Verde, you're like, it's just like, you're like this badass bitch, you know?
I am not joking. I have never been so nervous to do a podcast. And he was like, why are you so nervous? I'm like, I don't know. Like, what if she's mean? We've been exchanging texts, but they're short, and they're short and sweet. She's not rude. They're just very short. She seems like such a, like, badass. What if she's mean? And then she came on, and she was the sweetest person, most genuine, and had this laugh. And I was like, oh my God, what was I so nervous about? Like, we still send each other Instagram, like, memes and text messages. I just love her, but yeah, I was so scared. I've never been that scared to do.
Well, because you never met her in person, have
no.
you? She's like this, like, she's a super tiny person.
Yeah,
like, you know, just tatted up all over the place, and she's just like, you know, pleasant.
Yeah, she's just like a happy. She's like, oh yeah, my yoga practice. I was like, wait, what? You do fucking yoga? Like, you know, it was just it was crazy, but she was awesome. So we've had some really cool people on there that have shared their story, and now we enjoy listening to theirs. So we still do our thing. We'll talk about, you know, I'm sure we'll podcast about Vegas, just like, hey, this is what we did. But every Monday is when we try to put out our interviews, because there's so many people we want to talk to. And so many people we have talked to.
Well, and I mean, that's the thing, is like, everything is an evolution, in my opinion. So whether it's podcasting, whether it's lifestyle, it's all evolution, you know, and you start one way and you think you're going to go in one direction, and then you just, like, evolve like a Pokemon, I guess.
Yeah,
absolutely is. Yep.
Turn.
Did you ever think, I mean, going into the lifestyle, it would be like your full-time gig, what you do?
No.
Yeah.
Never, never. Because, like, I've done more professional work, you know, in my lifetime. And I would have never thought that I would be doing content creation, amateur porn, whatever you want to call it.
How did your lifestyle journey venture into content creation?
So funny story. When I got into the lifestyle, I saw that I like being watched. So I'm an exhibitionist. And so, you know, I loved, you know, going to a resort and, you know, having people watch me, you know, fuck other people, right? Fuck other ladies. And if I would be with a woman, I would like to, you know, get the phone out and start recording. And this is before OnlyFans, right? And I'm like, oh, this looks so fucking hot, right? Because, like, I really only like my own porn. I don't really watch other people's porn for the most part.
I've never watched any of my own videos.
Oh, so you're the complete opposite then of me.
Yeah.
Okay, like...
But I don't really watch other people's videos either. I'm not a big porn watcher.
Okay.
I'm a big porn maker.
Porn maker, there you go. I mean, like, I don't really, like, I'm not, like, geeking out on my own porn, but, like, you know, from time to time, I'm like, oh, yeah, I love that. Oh, yeah, you know? And so... Anyways, like, you know, I had all these videos, and then I started the podcast, and then, you know, I'm interviewing people, and then I'm interviewing people that are, you know, content creators, you know, and they're big time content creators. And so, you know, you know how it is. Like, you guys are interviewing people, and you talk to them before and after the podcast ends, right? And so you start, you know, kind of getting some information from them, and, you know, some of them talking numbers.
Yeah.
And you're like, what? You're making that much money?
Yeah.
Shoot, I need to, you know, do a little something, something like that. And so that's how I started into that.
So where did your idea for the podcast come from? Like, how'd that start?
So I was listening to a few lifestyle podcasts back in the day. So I was listening to Front Porch Swingers and Venus Kakodris and Black and Kinky. And those were like three of the main podcasts that I was listening to. And I was like, you know what? I like this. And I was like, I can do something like this, you know? And, you know, I want to put my voice out there. You know, because, like, I feel like we all have a story that other people want to hear.
Well, and you're perfect for it. You got the gift of gab and everything.
Oh, thank you.
So this is your forte for sure. That's good.
You have a good thing going.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you. And so, like, let's end this right here. Where do you guys see yourself at in the next 2 years?
Well, that's a real good question.
That is a good question because, like you said, it's constantly evolving. Things are constantly changing. Things that we thought we wouldn't do, we are doing. I would say right now where I'm at. So we started Lifestyle. Again, I didn't know anything about it. For the first year, we only met people off apps. Content creation has been a newer thing for me. I just started collabing in January of this year, I guess.
Oh, seriously?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, wow. Okay.
It was all just Lifestyle Bowls before that signed the paperwork.
We're okay, shoot.
Yeah. Hey, yeah, you can film me. I don't film, but, like, here you go. So I just started collabing. I am missing our Hot Wife Lifestyle roots at this point where I'm at right now. I love meeting people, obviously. And I've had some collabs that were just meant to be collabs that have turned into friends that I see regularly now. But I think right now I'm missing the hot wife, like that relationship with a bull, that connection, that vibe, not just the show up, hey, we're going to do this. And then like, okay, cool. See you when I see you. So right now I would like to go back to more lifestyle hot wifing. But who knows? Who knows what it'll bring? I want to say, I hope the podcast is still growing strong in 2 years and continues to grow because I love podcasting. I hope we're able to find more lifestyle bowls near us. So, like, closer to our area that we have more of a relationship with, more of a dynamic with. What about you?
Yeah, no, I think that's pretty much everything we've talked about lately. As far as like where we kind of see that evolution going, but like you said earlier, like it's an evolution in 2 years. I mean, just to see how much we've evolved in this not even 2 years has been tremendous. And I know it's the beginning of things, and that natural evolution kind of happens.
You're new on the scene. Everyone kind
exactly.
of
so it. Everything's new. Everything's like exploration. And I think that'll probably plateau in time, you know, when you kind of get involved with a lot of other stuff and see what's out there that you like or don't like. But I don't know. Like in 2 years, who knows? That's a long time.
Yeah.
It's crazy. Like, it's crazy to think about. Like, well, who knows what else is out there? You know, we haven't visited any clubs yet, and that's something that we do want to check out.
You've never visited any club?
No, haven't done it yet.
Are you serious?
Uh-huh. No.
And so that right there is the reaction that we always get, too.
Yeah. No way.
Yeah.
You guys have been doing it for this long. You're this popular. You've never done this. Yeah, we haven't done it yet. And for me, it's like, I want to go with someone, some people that we know that we're comfortable with. And like, let's just all have a good time.
I will go with you.
I was trying to get him to go while we're out here. And he's like, I don't know. Like,
yeah. Well, this trip is also a different one, too.
Yeah. We thought about it, but we're going to go. It's hard too because I say I want to go back more hot wife, more lifestyle, and I do. But it's also hard to turn down like meetups or collabs with content creators because I have met some of the coolest people, and I'm always like, okay, fine. What if I don't meet up with them and then I'm missing out on like a really cool friend, or you know, someone that's now in our circle and our network? So I don't think that I won't collab. I don't want to say that because, like, you and I, we've been chatting for months. And it's like, this is someone I want to meet. And so I think that does exist. But I don't ever see myself as just a content creator. I don't think I have that in me. I kind of actually, like, not good with social media. It's really hard for me to get on there and do things. I'm not great at it. I thought about quitting my teaching job, and I'm like, I can't. Like, I can't live in porn world. That's not who I am. So I don't ever see myself being a content creator, but it doesn't mean I won't continue to work with content creators, if that makes sense.
I get it. Let me ask you this. Like, if it wasn't, like, just focused on content creation from, like, a porn aspect, but if it was more like a, hey, we are lifestyle evangelists, and we are, like, out there as advocates for the lifestyle, would that make you feel better about making a jump potentially?
Maybe, and I'm hoping that's what our podcast is. Is, hey, we are advocating that I don't want to say normalize. I hate that word, because what is normal? But I feel like that's what we are looking to do with the podcast, is bring more light to the lifestyle and show people that it's not as uncommon as they may think, and more people are involved, and it's swingers aren't the weird people on movies, you know? That's what we are trying to do with the podcast, is advocate for the lifestyle and show that it could be anyone, and it could be you if that's something that you've thought about. So if it continued to go in that way, I'm 100% on board for that. I've been getting, not a lot, but a little bit of hate in my social media world lately, from some followers saying I've gone too content and, you know, I'm not as hot wife or as lifestyle anymore. But it's a double-edged sword, because lifestyle bulls in general are really hard to get to commit to things.
Yeah.
It's really hard to know what you're getting. It's really hard to not get catfished. Whereas content creators, you know exactly what you're getting. You know that they have a buy-in. You know that they're going to be there. And at the end of the day, I am a hot wife whose stag husband loves to watch her fuck other guys. Who cares if it's a lifestyle guy or a content creator guy? I'm still fucking other guys, and he's happy.
Exactly.
So we're still finding our place. So it's,
well, the other part, too, is not all of the lifestyle people, not all bulls in the lifestyle that do it for that want to be on camera.
But I'd be okay not filming everything.
Well, but what I'm saying is the person that's asking for content and says you've gone to content, well, what do you think? Because a lot of bulls don't want to be on camera.
True.
So now you're getting nothing.
Yeah.
You know? So
you say I'm too content, but if I'm not content,
because if I'm not content, you're not seeing anything, and then you're going to be pissed off about that.
Yeah.
So pick one or the other. You can't have both.
Yeah. So to answer your question, that was a very long answer we gave. Yeah, I don't know. In 2 years, I hope the podcast is still going strong. I hope we're still having fun. It's all about having fun for me. And if I'm not having fun, I don't want to do it. So we always tend to go down the path that is enjoyable for us, and so we'll see what that is in a couple of years.
Okay. Well, I mean, I definitely see you guys, because you guys have a very entertaining and educational podcast, and I love it. And because again, like I listen to lifestyle podcasts, but I don't like heavily consume them either, you know?
Right.
And I love you guys' podcasts and how you guys go back and forth. I love the interviews y'all do and like just the insight into your life, right? I do see you guys as advocates for it, because there are going to be people, there are people that love hearing your journey, and it helps them on their journey, right? People that hate, they're going to keep on hating, you know, let the haters keep on hating, right? What I would suggest, and I know you and I, butter scotch, we talked about this.
We chatted.
Yeah, we chatted. You're getting your little nasty In-N-Out burgers.
Oh my God. You know, I told Hot Soccer Daddy that today. I waited till today, and I was like, by the way, Doc doesn't like In-N-Out. And he was like, what? You're still going to meet with him? I was like, I know. I feel like such a traitor right now.
Oh, shit.
I'm still going to fuck him.
Yeah, I'm still going to fuck him.
Even though he talks shit about my beloved In-N-Out. Anyways, keep going.
Hey, at least you know that I'm very genuine. And I'm like,
that's true. Very true. But remember, you were like, well, at least In-N-Out doesn't use a lot of seasoning, so I know your pussy will be fresh.
And her pussy tastes good. You know.
Oh my god!
And like, hey, we're actually having a conversation.
This is our whole conversation.
This is so awesome.
I didn't explain all this to you.
We did at the same time.
That's great.
Oh, shit. I forgot we did say that. Mm-hmm. But, like, yeah, like, let the people hate, and at the end of the day, yeah, it does need to be fun for the both two of you guys. And so, like, what I would suggest is, you know, just taking breaks. And I think I talked to you about that on the phone. You know, like, even for me, in the month of July, I'm not going to create content. You know, if there's, you know, a person that, you know and I've dealt with, okay, maybe. But apart from that, like, I'm just, like, if you want to play off camera, that's a different story. But, like, I'm not recording anything.
Yeah, you're doing you.
I'm doing me.
That's what needs to happen. You need to have the breaks. And you know, that's, we get asked all the time about, oh, what's your advice? What's, you know, this and that. And my answer is always, hey, well, we're still figuring things out. What might work for us might not work for you. But talking about content, it's got to be consistent. So over time, you're going to get a backlog of stuff, which is good.
Yeah.
Because it allows you to take those breaks.
Yeah.
But also, if you get burnout, none of that, like, anything out after that doesn't matter.
Yeah, it really does.
You're going to get burned out, and people can see through that, and you're not having fun. And this whole thing that's supposed to be fun just turns miserable. And it becomes a job and a task instead of something that's fun and brings us closer.
Sex should be fun.
And sex should be fun.
It should be.
And it is fun. And yeah. So we definitely don't want that to happen in 2 years. You know? Yeah.
How often would you say, Doc, that you take breaks?
I take breaks probably twice a year. Okay. And then, like, usually it'll be for, like, maybe a month, but like I haven't been really good at taking breaks, because like I've I'm kind of like that, I guess they call it type A personality, or where I just want to go, and if somebody hits me up in my inbox, like if they look a certain way, I'm like, I don't want to,
but how can I say no?
You're fine, so yeah.
I'm not really doing anything Wednesday, so why not?
Yeah, you know, and like I've been blessed to, you know, have, you know, a good number of people reach out to me on the inbox, and so I already know what I'm gonna do for next month. I'm just gonna, you know, tell them, hey, I'm not filming any content. If you want to play off camera, that's a different story. But like,
yeah,
you know, because I got to do that for myself.
That's good. We need breaks.
Yeah,
we are human, believe it or not.
Yeah,
all those people out there that think we're not, we are human.
Yeah, we really are. And I mean, it's like, yeah, you got to recharge, you know. But like,
Doc's not human. He doesn't like getting up.
Valid point.
I like, okay, so your friend in Tennessee, I like her because she likes Whataburger.
Yeah.
We saw Whataburger on the strip, and I was like, I'm gonna go take a picture in front of it, like, thumbs down.
You should have went you should have went there and bought a burger or some chicken strips and fries.
Might.
So we did say, we're like, you know what? We should go try it.
But I'm wearing my fucking In-N-Out shirt into that place.
They would whoop your ass.
I'm in for it. Bring it on. Bring it on.
And that was the time Sexy Soccer Mom and Hot Soccer Daddy got in a fight in Las Vegas.
And then Doc was filming.
And Doc filmed the fight.
Check our OnlyFans.
We'll start.
Another great video.
On OnlyFans. So, all right, y'all. We are out, but what is the best place for people to reach you at again?
Go ahead, babe.
Linktree. Do the Linktree. That's going to be the best one because it has all of your sites on it. And it's got my X page.
And that's on my X. The Linktree's on my X. Okay. And you can find
me. Just Linktree. Linktree. Sexy Soccer Mom with 3 X's. That's the best way.
Yes.
Okay. And is it like link?
LinkTr. .ee/sexy with 3 X's soccer mom.
It seems like a lot of work.
Or go to sexy soccer mom on X.
I'm sexy soccer mom with three X's on X and on OnlyFans.
Boom.
Same. Yep.
And the link trees there and everything else.
Yes.
Nailed it.
I don't know Instagram. I'm on my like fifth one. They keep canceling me. So.
Oh, you know. Shit. Okay. I didn't know you had Instagram.
I do.
I would have done an Instagram reel with you. I thought because like you hide your face, I was like, oh, she doesn't have Instagram.
I have Instagram.
Oh shit. Okay.
I think it's like sexy.soccer.mom too. I don't know. It's like my fifth one, so I'll have to give you
it's
that.
It's on the link tree.
Yeah.
It's on the link tree. Alright. Hey, go to docchocolatebbc.com. That sends you to my link tree thing, whatever. All my links on there. Podcasts, OnlyFans, Manybids, Loyal Fans, Fansly. Like a lot of like
all the fans.
Shit. All the fans, you know.
Doc's on all the shit.
Me some money. Yeah. I was on you tonight.
Yeah, you were.
And in you.
In you.
On me, yeah. In me.
In and out. That's in, what we in and out. I like. Yeah.
In and out of butterscotch.
See, we got another fan of In and Out right here. He said it.
And In and Out, if you're listening to this, please add seasoning to your fries and your burgers. They just taste so dull and basic.
Oh,
it's like
my
you
gosh.
Just killed a cow and you
who
just
who are
like,
you?
But we're also taking sponsorships.
How did I sleep with you?
You technically didn't sleep with me, you just fucked.
Okay, how did I have sexual intercourse with you? How did I put your wiener in me?
And it's gone off the rails officially.
Put a scotch unleashed. We love you guys. Bye.
Thank you for listening to everybody's favorite black man candy, Doc Chocolate of the Bulls and Queens podcast. If you would like Doc Chocolate to help you host your next fun and kinky private party, or you want info on his next monthly Las Vegas Bulls and Queens play party, or you'd like to have him pose as a nude or semi-nude model for your next girls' night out or bachelorette party, make sure you go to www.bullsandqueens.com right now and fill out the form on the website to contact Doc. Again, that's www.bullsandqueens.com. Until next time, bulls, queens, and cucks, stay sexy.